you're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Kelly Sullivan from First Volunteer Bank in Cookeville.
Hello.
Branch manager, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Thanks for being here, Kelly.
Thank you.
So you are just really connected in the community, and I love the heart that you have for entrepreneurs and small businesses in general. And you have not always been at First Volunteer. This is relatively to your life, a newer position for you. How long have you been there now?
It's in November, it'll be going on 3 years.
3 years. Okay.
Yep.
You've definitely jumped right in.
Yes.
And you didn't even start as the branch manager. You started as...
I started as a business relationship banker.
Yeah.
And I was there for about 6 months in that role before moving over to what we call the market leader and others call branch manager.
Okay. And you have been at other banks in the past before?
I've been at other financing companies.
Okay.
So I was at Farm Credit for about 8 years before that.
And then you took some time off to build a Mary Kay business.
I did.
And you have a thriving Mary Kay business.
I do.
And then you said, I have some space on my plate, so let me... Let me do something else again.
That's right. It's called productive chaos, you know,
where right.
You put too much and then you're just good at it all.
Yeah. And so what do you feel like as a branch manager, how can you impact the business community more than you could where you were at before or even as your original job at First Volunteer?
Okay. So what I love about banking in general is that you truly are able to have an effect on people's lives. So when you control their money, you really are a huge part of their life. And so my team, we strive to be those trusted financial advisors, those that are going to help them protect their money, help them make sound decisions. At our branch and our bank, we love local businesses. And like you said, entrepreneurship is a huge part of what I do because I strive for success in this community. I strive for success for each individual. And it's, you know, being able to talk with them and advise them on what is beneficial, what is not. And also just being that soundboard, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes as bankers, we're counselors, not just, we're just a sounding board for them to bounce ideas off of and say, nope, you're not quite there yet. Or, yeah, let's do it. Let's, you know, here's how we can make it even better.
I'm smiling. I love the fact that when you're super passionate about probably just life, you find what you're doing to be so impactful. So my dad, growing up, my dad sold mattresses and I'm sure people are like, it's a mattress,
right.
But he so believed in what he was doing. And he was like, I'm impacting people's lives. You spend this much amount of time of your life in bed. And, you know, he just really felt so passionate. And I'm
right.
sure there are people that might, while they're listening right now, be like, oh, banking, you know, but like when you have these bankers who mm-hmm. think I'm impacting people's lives, but the community as well. I mean, you're helping these businesses be successful or, you know, hopefully you're steering them on the right track or
yes.
saving them from some disasters that they,
right.
you know, don't see coming.
You know, we have some flexibility when it comes to small businesses. Now you're, of course, your big business. They've been in business for a while. That's one thing, but your small businesses that are just getting started. They need someone to help them along.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them. That's where we've partnered with the Biz Foundry a lot. And now with, SBDC with Tyler Asher, and we're just making connections so that when people decide that they want, to build a business and do something more and think about something different, we've got those resources there for them. And it's, you know, it may not be a yes right now, but it's a, here's your step by step to get you there.
Let's hold your hand and take
yes.
down the path, walk
yes.
the journey with you. Are you, remind me again, are you from here? Have you always been here?
I've lived, yep, born and raised in Cookeville, Tennessee.
I mean, you never know. These accents, they come from everywhere. So, so did you think growing up that you were going to have such an impact on the community and the business world?
No. So growing up, I thought I was going to be a horse trainer and own a barn because anybody that knows me knows that I've ridden horses my entire life. And that was, you know, and I graduated from Tennessee Tech with an ag degree. So,
which is, if you,
yeah.
if anybody knows Kelly, most of the time, I mean, she's always got her makeup done.
Right.
A lot of times has heels on, dresses, the earrings that I could never see you in a barn, but...
Yeah, well, I love my boots and my jeans just as much as I love my heels. So if you see me outside, you know, if I'm at home, I'm going to have those things on.
Do you wear your hair in a ponytail? I don't even know that I've ever seen you.
I do. What? So even if you see my hair in a ponytail, like my staff will, they joke about it, but they say when my hair goes in a ponytail, it's getting serious. So even at the bank, they're like, okay, Kelly's getting serious. Her hair's done gone up. So you just got to go there. But yeah, so... Ag to me is a huge, you know, that's another part that, you know, I've loaned money on tractors for years and years and on tracts of land. And that's a huge part of this Upper Cumberland area, you know.
Well, and those are all businesses, too.
They are.
You know, the farms are, I've had the guys from Cookeville locally grown on.
Yep.
And just that aspect, ag, sometimes people don't feel like, well, it's just a farm. It's you know,
it's
you,
big business. It,
right.
It is.
And it's hard work business, but it's so important.
It is. And it's, you know, to be a farmer, I know we're going way off here, but to be a farmer, you have to be passionate about it because there's not a lot of profit there most of the time. So it's something that you have to love. And it's just like any small entrepreneur. You know, at the beginning, you're not going to make bukus of money. It's a passionate, it's a love for it that you're going to grow and continue to grow over the years.
In case you're just joining us, I have Kelly Sullivan, branch manager at First Volunteer Bank in Cookeville. So again, this is kind of off track a little bit, but how important is it to find something that you're passionate about that is your job?
I think if you're not passionate about your job, you're in the wrong job. Who wants to go somewhere that they dread every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we even talk about that with our staff is, when anyone walks into our bank branch, we want to make them smile. We want to make them feel appreciated. We want to make them feel welcome because the rest of the world doesn't do that.
As the team leader in your branch, mm-hmm. how do you instill that in your employees?
I think it's built within a lot of our employees, especially, you know, that's something I look for in a hiring process. You know, what do you love? What is your passion? What brings you joy? Because a lot of times we don't get taught that in school. You mm-hmm. know, our teachers don't ask what brings you joy, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, specializing and being parents, even cultivating that in our children and helping them and guiding them and leading them to something that they are passionate about. When you're passionate about something, it's no longer a job. You know, you're not there just for the money
mm-hmm.
versus a job or a career are two completely different things.
And means to an end, I think.
Yes.
And that's, I think the school systems, a lot of time, that's what they're instilling, like you
yeah.
said, a means to an end. And so, you know, I think having the right hiring process and helping that along. Jeff Brown said to me the other day that anytime he talks to you, he leaves feeling a better person and he leaves just uplifted. And
aww.
I thought I said, I hope somebody says that about me in their lifetime, because that's
awesome.
Oh, I mean, what better compliment is just who you are and what you put out into the world.
Right.
And I'm sure for you, you have bad days.
I do.
But you're obviously not portraying that to the people enough that they you're rubbing off on them.
I think in this world, we're meant to be together. We're not meant to be locked up in our house. And learning about different people and where they come from and the experiences they have. That's what I'm also passionate about, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what makes me good in business is it's not about a sale. It's not, but it's about helping and solutions and just getting to know people, you know, being able to make connections. If somebody doesn't know how to cook and somebody loves to teach how to cook, knowing how to make that connection between the two of them.
Well, and it's so interesting. Like, you know, we mentioned that you have a Mary Kay business as well. And, I've never felt that you're the salesy type,
right?
You know, which people are like, well, it's direct sales, like it's a multi-level marketing company. Obviously, she doesn't care. Like, they're just in it for the sales. And you have become successful in not having that mentality.
Right. It's all about solutions. Everybody washes their face. Hopefully, I pray, if you're listening, you're not washing your face with bar soap. And if you are, let's talk. I had one of those last week, and now she loves me even more. But, you know, everybody washes their face with something, whether you wear makeup or not, men included, you know. And I'll tell him, my husband, he never even used Mary Kay products until I earned my first car in Mary Kay. And then he said, you know, I probably should start using this stuff. Yeah. And he's now fallen in love, and his skin is baby soft. And, you know, but, you know, we have something for everyone. But it's about solutions. It's not about how much money I can make.
Well, and I think you really put the time and effort into developing relationships, no matter what you're doing in business, whether right. it's the banking or, you know, your Mary Kay business. It's developing those relationships and figuring out how you can make people's lives better.
Well, thank you.
Overall. What do you think is, where do you get your source of passion from? Or how do you know, how did you know to tap into your passions?
That's a hard question. I just think that I had such a good support system growing up, and I have such a good support system now. And everyone knows that I always have something going on. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm quiet, I'm thinking about what's next and what's where we're going next. And I don't know how to answer that question.
It is interesting. At one point, my sister said, I used to teach high school. My sister said, you're just lucky. You're just passionate about your job. You found your dream job. And I'm not teaching high school anymore, yeah. but I'm still so passionate. I still kind of feel like this is a dream job. So part of me just thinks you're either born with it or you're not.
Yeah. And I think it's God given. Mm-hmm. You know, the gifts that we have are God given, and whether we tap into them or not, that's the question.
Oh my gosh. That's my dad's favorite quote. Yeah. Your talents are your gift from God. How you use them is your gift to
yeah,
him.
Exactly.
And so that's exactly. probably going to be on his tombstone at some point. That's his quote. So we're going to get into more of how you've gotten involved in the community and how you've used the bank as a great resource in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Kelly Sullivan from First Volunteer Bank in today. So we were talking about your passions and how you've been able to instill that or kind of build the environment at the bank. How do you think that First Volunteer Bank has been able to impact the community?
Okay, so we are called, and our kind of our tag slogan is, we're the bank with personality. So we do things a little different. But right now what we have going on, and it happens every year, is called the Tailgate Palooza. And so for the month of September, all 24 branches of First Volunteer reach out into the community, and we use our local schools. We have a contact at Tennessee Tech, and we raise canned goods and funds for some of our local organizations, and it stays local. So last year, we raised over 12,000 cans. If you had walked into our branch, the entire bank was full of goods, and we helped fill the cupboards of mustard seed.
The senior citizen center.
I can't think of the. And the crazy thing about that was they had just ran out of their last can, and we called them, and they literally. I mean, we sent three vehicle loads to them.
Yeah.
Now when monetary donations, when we receive those, for every dollar, it's basically 4.8 cans of food that can be bought and passed around in the community.
Wow.
So whether we give that to organizations or we actually go buy the canned foods, then that's something that's going on right now. So
for the month of September, until the end of the month, we're about halfway through now. And yep. So you guys are doing well, but we still want to see a little push.
We still need to see a big push. Mm-hmm. So we would love to see more cans. Our schools absolutely help us with this. I know that it's a tougher year. 2020 has been a crazy year. So this is definitely a gift of love. Because not everyone can give, and that's okay. You know, just getting the word out there that we're just trying to help those that are in need.
Well, and one other thing that you, again, as a branch manager, a push that you've done, you have decided, and this was not an ask that anybody brought to you. We do a monthly women's lunch at the Biz Foundry, and you came and said, I believe in this event and I want to sponsor. So you yes. sponsor lunches mm-hmm. for anywhere. I mean, sometimes we have 10 women, but sometimes we've had 50 women.
Yeah.
And you sponsor lunch for this whole group of women to come together once a month and connect to each other, which you said is very important.
It is.
But then also learn about a topic that can help them push their business forward.
Right.
What motivated that choice to sponsor an event like this?
Well, number one, I love food. So that had a big part of it too. But the second part of that is I am a firm believer in self-development at all times. Even if you are in a happy place and you believe you've reached your peak, there is still something for everyone to learn and to network, just making those connections with other people. In Mary Kay, on that side of the business, we say every week when we have our meeting, if you've had a really good week, the meeting needs you. And if you've had a really crappy week, you need the meeting. And I think networking events and lunch and learns are the exact same way. If you're successful, that meeting needs you. Mm-hmm. You may not gain anything out of it, but somebody is going to learn from you.
I think as women, we forget that a lot.
Yeah,
we're so kind of like head down, you know, especially the women who are hustlers and we're getting things done and we're go-getters. We forget that people need us.
Yeah. And if COVID has taught us anything, it's that we have to slow down, you know, slow down and relish it and still keep those, how important relationships are in our life.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that First Volunteer, and again, I'm guessing you're the driving force behind a lot of this, is that when the tornadoes hit back in March, you guys were like, okay, we're going to go take food out there. We're going to go and serve this community, serve these volunteers that are out there. I mean, it is First Volunteer Bay.
Yeah.
But, you know, why is it that you make those snap decisions and you just do it?
Well, I have a really good team, so I don't want to put this all on me. A lot of this was their ideas as well. And then it's not just our branch that came in, but all of our branches chipped in. And so we had a good amount of funds that we were able to pay for hotel rooms for people that were in hotels for an extended amount of time. We just wrote the last check to one of the survivors that had lost everything. Communities, you have to help our community. I mean, without our community, none of us exist. And since I've started banking, strong communities have strong community banks. And as the banking industry goes, there may be less and less community banks. Well, First Volunteer is going to stick around because we're so strong. And without our community, we don't exist. So yeah. We have to give back. Yeah. I mean, it's important to us. It's our driving force. It's what we are passionate about.
In case you're just joining us, we have Kelly Sullivan with First Volunteer Bank. You mentioned community banks, and there's a lot here.
There are.
And so how do you become the big fish that you've been able to kind of become with so much saturation?
I think it's just word of mouth and how you treat people. You know, our slogan is that you're going to come back and bring a friend. And my pledge is that I'm going to be the reason you come back and bring a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just in how we treat people. It's just in, you know, It's going above and beyond what you expect from your banker. That's what I expect from my employees.
And you do think, I mean, you've had free hot dog days or free breakfast days.
Yeah,
or...
we miss it. We miss it right now. We can't do that. We feed our customers probably once a month, at least every other month.
Yeah.
Normally our tailgate palooza, you know, we have a big cookout and you'll see me and Cindy Irwin out there cooking hot dogs and hamburgers and giving free food. Not quite sure that's going to happen this year, but, you know, it's still going to be special because we're going to be able to help so many people for this event. But again, we're the bank with personality. We're not your normal bank.
Yeah. And you really, I mean, you really do encompass that. You feel like it's just, you know, you're doing, how often do you think of your bank to go and hang out and have, you know, your lunchtime hot dog with, or, you know, a breakfast on, and you've had small business events too, where you've had small businesses set up in your parking lot and kind of be able to almost like have a booth and sell their products. And
we need to do that again.
I mean, it's just amazing. I'm almost at a loss for words, which I never am, of just the fact that you believe so much in this community and so much in small businesses.
You know, I say I'm passionate about success. I'm passionate about not only my success, but your success.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's enough business for everyone. You know, we were talking, having this conversation yesterday. When I look at competitors and that kind of thing, I want everyone to succeed. I may be the exception to the rule when it comes to business.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like there's room for everyone.
Well, and I really truly believe in high tides raise all ships.
Yeah.
And you really, if you can bring the community up, there doesn't need to be competitiveness. And, you know, you mentioned Tyler Asher and the Small Business Development Center. I think for some years, there was like almost tension between the Biz Foundry and the Small Business Development Center, and then how banks fit into that. And it's like, no, if we can all work together, we can really get the train going fast instead of kind of pulling in separate directions.
Exactly. And I think it's, again, teamwork, communication. Maybe there wasn't enough communication is the key to everything. You know?
Collaboration, as somebody that we know says. So, yeah, I mean, having that collaborative attitude is going to really get this community to still kind of have that small town feel.
Yes.
But still get the train moving in the right direction.
Right. Exactly.
I'm always amazed at how much people can work together.
Yep. And when you help enough people get what they want, you'll eventually get what you want.
Right.
Without having to push for it.
For sure. What other things can we know about Kelly Sullivan?
Oh, there's all kinds of new things going on. And if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that my husband's taking a new adventure. Y'all know we've always got something up our sleeve. So we'll be opening a new business soon. I can't give out a whole lot of details,
but hopefully
by the
time that this is coming out, we'll have
probably
more
the
details.
1st of October. But
okay,
yeah, we'll have more. So we're posting a little bit out there, so you can surely follow me on.
And that's going to be a total different venture of a brick
Absolutely. And mortar.
And
yep.
So are you the kind that just feels like I need to put a little bit something more on my plate, or?
You know what? Honestly, we follow where God leads.
Yeah.
You know, we do. We pray about it, and that's where he leads us is where we're needed.
Yeah.
So.
And really having an impact on this community and being able to change, whether it's, you know, the impact that you've had at the bank or with Mary Kay or with this new adventure.
Yeah.
You know, really bringing something different and to the community and the people involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if people want to find you, how can they find Kelly Sullivan?
Well, of always, you can just walk in First Volunteer Bank located at 351 South Willow Avenue. And all of
and
my
just turn left.
Stuff.
You walk in. And
yeah, turn left.
As I do very often to come find me in your office.
You can come there. I also have a Mary Kay training studio up by Big Lots. So I'm there a couple of times a week as well. And you can find me Facebook, Instagram,
LinkedIn.
All that good thing.
Are you a LinkedIn girl?
I am a LinkedIn. I don't use it as much as I should.
Probably.
And you can also go follow Brick, BRIK Nutrition On Facebook. That is the new name of the business.
And that is under BJ Sullivan as well.
It is under BJ Sullivan.
I am excited to see what you will do in the future. Any first volunteer plans that we should know about?
Well, we've got Tailgate Palooza. Imagine Foundry is going to have a day coming up in December that we're going to be helping with as well. And that's going to be awesome for our children in the community.
Imagine Foundry is the children's makerspace that has been going on and teaching kids how to sew and do art and do lots of other stuff.
Absolutely. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see how that goes.
Awesome. We will follow you along on social media to find more about that. Thank you so much for coming in today, Kelly.
Thank you.